Welcome to Sports on Tap. It's your boy, Kyle.
And your girl, well, the voice of reason.
Welcome to the next episode. Did you miss me, everybody? I know I was off last week, but I'm back. And I'm not only back, I'm back with the voice of reason. So I'm very happy. And we got a good show for you today. So we're going to talk about what's on tap as far as the show goes. But voice of reason, what's on tap for you today of the beverage variety?
The beverage variety. The choice tonight was Blue Moon.
Yes, it is.
A Belgian white. And a Belgian-style wheat ale, if you will.
With a little splash of orange.
Yes, a little squeeze of orange.
And contrary to popular belief, I'm actually also having Blue Moon tonight, which
indeed you are.
Is a first for the podcast because I'm normally doing my wine, champagne, mixed drink action.
But we picked up a nice 12-pack on the way home.
Yes, we did.
And
we're good to go.
Busted open.
We are. We're busting it open. So that's what we're drinking. As far as what's on tap for the show, we have a few things, you know. Of course, we're going to do our normal weekly review and preview of the NFL as far as what went on in week four, what's going to go on in week five. Talk about this awesome surprise Oregon State Beavers start to the season.
Okay, don't jinx it. I don't like to really talk about this kind of stuff because it makes me nervous.
I get you. I'm just saying it's good for the time being. I'm soaking it in while it's good because it could go bad.
Yeah.
I get you. I feel you.
Okay, I hear that.
Okay. Replacement refs are back. Very happy. I know it's a little bit old news, but it's just warms my heart. And we'll talk about a little situation that happened, I think, the night when it was the last replacement ref game on Monday night.
I'm sure everybody knows about that.
Yeah, it was terrible. And quietly, very quietly, the NBA and our Portland Trail Blazers are back. They have their first preseason game next week. I didn't even know that this was happening. So, anyway, we'll get into more of that, of course.
And
bring it.
I was going to say Sean Lee inducted into the Hall of Fame.
The Basketball Hall of Fame. Good call. Yes.
I don't know. Maybe a man crush of the week.
Who knows? It could be yours. Ooh, I like it. Where your head's at. The fantasy football crushes and flushes list. Who's doing great? Who's doing bad? I'll let you know what's going on with that. And as you just alluded to, our awesome Man Crush of the Week segment, which always brings the best music you've ever heard. So stay around for that. So also, gosh, what I'm loving is that my SportsCenter highlights are not clogged with hockey. And I understand that you have some allegiance down in the Anaheim area. But, man, with this lockout, it's going to be nice because it's going to be mostly NFL and NBA.
And let's be honest, you're happy about that, and you're also happy that baseball is wrapping up.
Yes, I am. I am happy about it. Yeah. I mean, they got their playoffs, which is nice. Don't get me wrong. I like the occasional awesome catch and home run hit.
So. I was going to say home run derby.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm, you know, the highlights are fine for me, but it's nice that it's going to be more focused on NBA and NFL. So anyway. That is what's on tap for us today. So let's dive a little bit into our Beavers, our beloved Oregon State Beavers. Holy crap. At the beginning of the season, I must say, I got to give a small shout out to Garl because he said they were going to be doing well.
I know. You're right.
And I was like, no way. There's no way. You know, he was just talking about, we could be 5-1. And I was like, there's no way we're going 5-1. And now look at us. We're 3-0. Yeah. We would be 4-0 if we played Nicholls State. So it's, and we have some, you know, some decent games coming up that we might win. So, oh my gosh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah. Interesting though, two byes already because of the Nicholls State,
right.
You know, natural Mother Nature, took over, didn't happen. So I'm just curious, you know, we're going to implode. I mean, it's the Beavers.
That's usually what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all about imploding, kind of like our Washington State brethren up top, where it's like the I believe the term is cougin' it.
Oh my gosh, your dad is going to kill you.
I know. We might be beavin' it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're playing the Cougs this weekend. We have a couple other matchups coming up that on paper we, and I'm putting air quotes here, should win.
Yeah.
But those are the games that we usually don't win. It's the games that we it's like we always play up or down to our competition.
Yeah.
So I just hope we can sustain and we can get, I don't know, some type of.
I just saw also, you know, because I'm doing a lot of research on Facebook apparently, but somebody was congratulating Mike Riley and saying it was his 75th win.
Yeah, his most.
Like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Question mark.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I completely agree. He's the all-time winningest Oregon State head coach. And
75?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, in Oregon State football history, it is because we didn't used to be that great.
That's not in a row or anything.
No, it's over like 12 years or 10 years. So
Does that include his first stint or
yes,
just?
Yes, it does. It does include his first stint.
That's sad.
I know. Well, it's okay. I mean, I get it. He's been up and down. I've always kind of been annoyed with him.
Nice guy.
I mean, hip hip hooray.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our Mike Riley. He likes to give the hip hips in the locker room.
Yeah.
He's a little soft. I'd like for him to be a little bit more in your face, but you know. He does his job about every other year. And then these last couple of years have been tough and now he's bringing him back. So I don't know how he does it, but
okay.
He always gets the most out of the littlest talent because as far as recruitment classes go, us and Washington State are always the bottom of the Pac-10, Pac-12. And he takes those 2 and 3 stars that we get because it goes up to 5 stars. And we start beating people who get the 4 and 5 stars. So
not to be rank on the Beaver session. But yeah, at least we added 2 to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
So that now we're not at the bottom.
That's a good point. Yeah. Because so, Colorado blows. Yeah, let's just.
So now I feel better.
Yeah.
Okay.
but just overall, we don't want to jinx it, but they're doing really well. I'm excited. It's been fun to actually watch the games again.
Yeah. Last week was a little nerve-wracking, let's be honest.
It was. Back and forth. But man, down in Arizona, they beat them. They came back. They showed some heart. They came back and they beat them late in the game.
Number. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we haven't lost in Tucson since like 97,
which is
crazy.
And fun fact here.
Bring it.
Before I went to college, went with my parents out to check out the Arizona schools.
Right.
And we went to a Beaver game there and Beavers kicked their ass. And I was like, that's it. Sealed the deal.
Done. You're going to Oregon State.
Done.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you made that decision.
Okay. Replacement refs.
Well, yeah. So good job, Beavs. We'll see how you do this week. We'd love to talk good about you again. But yeah, let's go to our the people who we hardly ever applaud, but after dealing with the debacle of the last 3 weeks prior,
mm-hmm.
these replacement refs are so horrible. I am so glad to see the new guys come back.
Yeah.
I believe first 3 weeks were just terrible. You know, the first week they're like, oh, they'll get better. And it only seemed like they were getting worse and worse. I mean,
preseason.
Yeah, even to the regular season, they were just as terrible.
Yeah.
They were saying, they were calling college penalties instead of, you know, they were marking off, instead of 10-yard penalties, they were marking off 15. Or instead of a 5, they'd mark off 10.
Interesting.
And they would mark the ball outside the hash marks because the NFL hash marks are a lot thinner,
yeah.
or you know, not as wide as the college hash marks, so it's just
misplacements
of everything. Like even players on the field had to tell them how to do it. It's just the games were averaging 20 to 25 minutes longer than the normal NFL games in the past.
Yeah,
so it was time to go. And
well,
gosh,
and you could tell that the players didn't respect them at all. I mean, they just were walking all over them,
coaches included.
Oh
just
yeah,
bully them.
Yeah.
Which I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
They were that bad. And it came to a head 2 Monday nights ago
mm-hmm.
when it was Green Bay and Seattle. And we were watching that game.
Oh, man.
And I think – and we both have literally no connection to either team. We're just watching to watch it.
Yeah.
Just to watch a good game.
Right.
And we were sick over the outcome.
Oh.
It's all over Facebook, that little picture of Russell Wilson where it says it's the first ever – game-winning interception.
Yeah, ridiculous.
That obviously was the final straw, which then brought the real refs back to the negotiating table and ultimately got them to play this weekend. So, and there hasn't been any controversial call this entire weekend. So it's nice to have them back.
Yeah, but sorry to Green Bay for having to be the ones to bite the bullet on that.
Seriously, yeah. Big time.
It was ridiculous. And the other thing that made me sick to my stomach, again, bringing it back to Pac-12 at the time, Pac-10, is looking at Pete Carroll's face and saying, "We deserve this."
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I was about ready to punch him in the face. I was just like, are you kidding me right now?
I cannot agree
Don't
with
even
more.
Lie. I mean, I've always played sports and been a sports fan, and I totally get the, you know, being lucky and something just turns in your favor and you take it and you accept it. But don't turn it into "we deserve this" bull.
Bad word.
Give me a break.
Yeah, I think.
Do I need to bleep that?
We'll bleep it later. he's one of those, like, what, 50-year-old guys that acts like he's 12 years old on the field sometimes, and it rubs people the wrong way. And he did it on a national television stage where he got this horrible call in his favor and tried to act like they deserved it, which was garbage. So I completely agree with you. It was just everything was sour. Everything about that situation just left a bad taste in my mouth, a bad taste in your mouth, I'm sure, and just made us sick. So, so glad to have you replacement refs, or sorry, the real refs back, and we applaud you. Now, don't screw over our Chiefs or our 49ers, or we will hate you again. But for now, we love you.
True that.
Now, moving to the NBA right now. It's been, I know we won't talk too much about this because it's not, you know, hasn't been much going on anyway, but silently, quietly, all of a sudden, practice has already started. The Blazers are back. Preseason games start next week. Regular season games start in like 3.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. It just kind of creeped up on us.
Well, and maybe it's quiet for the Blazers. I know earlier you and I were talking about, you know, Brandon Roy, Greg Oden. Now, who's on the team? I don't know. And what about the Lakers? There's been a lot of movement and a lot of trades, a lot of pickups, not in Blazer land. So,
right.
I mean, I'll tell everybody right away, I'm not the biggest basketball fan.
Right. You like
mostly because I can't play. So,
but you make a great point. It just sucks for all of us diehard fans is that really you only need to watch the last 5 minutes of a game. You've always said that. It makes unbelievable sense.
Well,
and it's like basketball purgatory for the rest of us because the first 43 minutes we're so in tune with it, but really it is all about the last 5 minutes.
It's like that they have basketball has permanent replacement refs. They're constantly pandering to the crowd and to each side, and there's makeup calls, and I mean you just sit in the audience and you're, you know, either watching it in TV or in person and just and like, well, they're gonna do a makeup call later because the, you know,
that's
crowd's pissed.
Right.
Or it's, you know, they're giving the stars their, you know, credit, so to speak, and it's frustrating. It's infuriating to watch.
Oh my gosh. I completely agree. And like you said, or like we were talking about before, it's like there was a lot more pandemonium leading up to seasons because we had the Brandon Roys, LaMarcus Aldridge, the Greg Oden, is he going to be healthy, is he not, all this stuff. And we were always in the playoff picture. Now that we don't have Brandon Roy, we don't have Greg Oden, everything's just gone by the wayside. Really, the only guy left is LaMarcus Aldridge. We do have a really great rookie in our point guard out of Weber State. Oh, my gosh.
You were talking about
Damian Lillard. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Damian Lillard, who's going to be fun to watch. He could be the rookie of the year. You never know. But still, we're not in the playoff picture. So, really, it's kind of crept up on us. And I don't know if it'll make an impact until something exciting happens. So,
yeah.
I don't even know if we'll be talking basketball in the next couple of weeks, but
we'll see. Interested. Did I hear though kind of grumblings that Brandon Roy's coming back?
Oh no, he plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay.
Yeah, he got signed by the Minnesota Timberwolves this offseason and says he feels fine and he's gonna play 25 minutes a night. And I tell you what, if he does play and he looks just as good as he did before, I literally am going to swear off the Blazers.
This is our
Our medical staff needs to be fired sent to the Stone Ages because of all of the injuries and reoccurring injuries, most notably knee injuries to all of our star players. Something's going on.
Somebody's paying them off.
Someone needs to be taken to the woodshed.
And I think it's that we oftentimes refer to it as the "of course" moment,
right?
Where it's like, can Sam Bowie happen for the second time? No, no way it's going to. Of course it does.
It does. Yeah.
And then, you know, Brandon Roy, we're starting to look good. Yay, this is great. This is exciting. And then he gets injured. And then whatever, we don't need to dissect that whole thing. He retires, quote unquote. And then now it's the of course moment again.
Right.
So.
No, I'm right there with you. I wish I was happier about them coming back. And I am. I'm excited to kind of just see what they can do. But I guess that's probably better for my mental psyche because
I'm happy about it.
I know you're happy about it. But I obviously want... I'm going to more enjoy the games now because I have low expectations. And hopefully they can do better than that. But I won't at least go into the season knowing that we can be great and then we don't live up to it. Whereas now it's, I hope we can be great and let's see if we can live up to it.
Not to continue on the basketball train for too much longer, sure. But what's going on with Comcast? So locally here in the Portland network, it's been years, literally.
It's literally been 5 years.
There's been a lockout, basically. Comcast has taken over the market and exclusively has all of our Blazer games. And so Kyle and I have constantly had the decision to make, you know, is it NFL Sunday Ticket with DirecTV or do we do Comcast? Of course, we're bigger football fans, so the choice really wasn't a choice for us.
Right. Still annoying, though.
And we've made it, you know, we've even talked about, do we need to get Comcast to just even get the games? We have great friends and we'll go over and watch the basketball games. It's not really that big of a deal for me, but I always get a little pissed off when the choice is taken away from me. And it's frustrating. There's been times when I've called to try to get the NBA package.
League Pass.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm sorry, we can't guarantee it. It's blacked out. And
we're really
just
handcuffed. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And what's even more annoying is on top of still not having that agreement done, and it's been 5 years, and the agreement's for 10 years. So if they don't figure something out, it's just going to go for another 5 years, and hopefully by that time they can figure it out. But not only that, and we've been dealing with that, and we've kind of come to just accept it because it's just so annoying.
What else are you going to do?
But now the Pac-12, don't mean to go back a segment here, but the Pac-12 network has not reached an agreement with DirecTV. And it's the same exact thing as the whole Comcast situation with the Blazers. So we both not only don't have our Blazers, but there's going to be some weeks where we don't have our Beavers, which sucks. But at least it's one game a week and we can at least make plans to go someplace else to watch it. But still, it's
just...
Or get
tickets. But still, it's like, anyway.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
I digress.
Comcast, figure it out. DirecTV, pay them what they need to be paid. Get it figured out. Make us happy or we'll not give you our money. Or we still will. Who knows? So we briefly went over to, went over this in the, general rundown of the show, but we won't spend much time, but I'm very, very, very happy that the hockey NHL is in their lockout and it's just going to free up so much more time to watch SportsCenter and any other shows and not have to hear about that stuff. I'm very excited about it. For those of you who are big hockey fans, I apologize, but you know what? I'm very happy, so I could care less. I know we have some family down south who are big, Anaheim fans, the Mighty Ducks, or just now the Ducks.
I know. It'll always be Rock the Pond.
Rock the Pond, and I'm there, but I just want to give you my 100% feelings on the issue and say that I'm just so stoked.
Why does
they
it
can
bug
focus
you?
More on NBA and NHL, just, or sorry, NBA and NFL.
It just takes up too much time.
It just doesn't. It just doesn't do anything for me. It's kind of like, I mean, at least baseball has home runs and great catches, whereas in hockey, they do have the great hits, goals and fights, but they don't show all of that. They should do, and it's so fast and so knee-jerk reactions to things. You don't even notice where the puck is sometimes. And maybe I don't have the trained eye, but I'd like to think that I do, you know, for things like that. And it's it just doesn't interest me. The only times it does is if I were to go to a game, just like if I were to go to an MLB game. So any going to a baseball or hockey game, that's fun. That's cool. I get it. Watching it on TV just doesn't, unless it's the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7, you know.
We kind of got into it, though.
Well, it was more, it was the Stanley Cup Finals, and it was a Game 7, and the one that we really got into was the Winter Olympics a few years ago when it was USA versus Canada. That was fun. I mean, you're not, I wouldn't be a patriot if I didn't watch it. So I get it. It's kind of like wanting to watch the balance beam. You know, I wouldn't watch it all the time, but, you know, you want.
Okay.
You want to watch the,
fair
you
enough. Know,
the USA take home the gold. So very happy about that. Now, going into our weekly review and preview of the NFL last week and this week, we had a kind of an opposite ends of the day on Sunday. Your 49ers just absolutely demolished the Jets, 34 to nothing.
It was great.
Finally. The defense has always been, you know, they've been amazing in past years. They've been kind of not doing so well the first few weeks, and then boom. They're back.
Yeah.
And 34-0, that was huge. That was nice. And again, I talked about it in previous podcasts. I'm super jealous of your team. I'd love to have that team. I'd love to have a good offense and a great defense. And it's usually one or the other with my Chiefs.
Yeah, that's right. I was listening to your podcast a week or so ago, and the voice of reason wanted to call you out, and I'll just say an expletive, you know, because I don't want to be bleeped out. But you're saying, yes, obviously you're a diehard Chiefs fan, and you're like, oh, I'm jealous. I wish I could have that. But you definitely live vicariously.
Oh.
Your second team, for sure, is the 49ers.
Sure.
Don't act like you aren't a fan of them. And
I never said that.
I know, but you're making it like they're not your team. And
they're not my team. And they never,
they're your number two team.
They're my number two team, but but they're not my team. And my team is at the top of the mountain. If my second team could be anywhere, it'd be at the middle of the mountain at best. And everybody else is at the bottom of the mountain.
I beg to differ. Follow them pretty closely.
I follow everybody closely. That's what I do. I love the NFL.
I don't even know who you are.
You know I got love for the Niners, but
middle of the mountain.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying I would do anything to do Chiefs stuff. I wouldn't do anything to go do Niner things. But listen to me. But because it involves
He's getting the look family, right now.
But because it involves you and family, I'm invested and want them to do well. You know,
this is handing him a shovel.
Okay, listen to me. You are not listening. I am saying it, and I can't believe that you aren't understanding me, because you should have known this years ago.
What?
That I am a Chiefs till I die, whether they suck or they're great, over any other team by far.
And nobody's questioning that.
That's what I'm saying, is they're number one by far. Okay. And if there's a two, it's a distant two.
That's not the question. The question is, you can have that number one by far, and you have a number two team that you're invested in and that you care about.
Yes.
Yes, you're living vicariously, but also you're in the moment. I'll be quiet because we're taking
we're agreeing, but we're just saying it in different ways. So I think we're on the same page.
I see the passion.
Okay.
And I'm just calling you out on it.
Okay. How passionate was I last year in the playoff games?
I know.
For the Niners.
That's what I'm saying. This is a voice of reason calling you out.
Yeah.
Because.
Living vicariously through your team.
I understand. All I'm saying is I see the passion and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is your team too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
All right. Well. Gosh, go from your team to mine. Mine was just a disaster. As much as I've said this a million times in the past, I hate Matt Castle. I really hope he's not on my Chiefs team next year. He's terrible. There was 6 turnovers in this game. We actually outgained the Chargers, but because we had so many turnovers, we ended up losing like 37-20. It was terrible. I'm very upset about it. It was just disgusting to watch. And thank goodness that I actually had, you know, a decent fantasy week to keep my spirits up, but it was just annoying and put me in a little depressed mode there. So Chiefs, step it up, get something going. If you can't, just tank. Get me Matt Barkley next year, because I am so sick of Matt Cassel. I do not want to be the 7-9, 8-8 team where you pick middle of the draft and you just get a good offensive lineman or a great linebacker. We need a quarterback of the future, and we need it now.
Yeah,
I hate you,
Matt
Cassel. I hate you, Scott Pioli. And for all those watching the games this weekend, I'm sure you'll see it. I've been reading it on the blogs, but there will be a airplane advertisement where they, you know, the tail of the airplanes have that, yeah, that signage.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say fire Pioli, bench Matt Cassel, go Chiefs or something like that.
Oh,
That will be flying over Arrowhead Stadium at the game.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been talked about. There's
message
been pictures. Yeah.
Sent. Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully something gets figured out, because I'm getting sick and tired of it and just want to get, I just want to be excited again, because you can't get excited with a quarterback like that.
And it's time to finally get the game changer.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's a kind of a review of our teams and of the week previous. But as far as a review of this upcoming week, I can give you my picks, and I'll go pretty quick with this. But, you know, jump in. Let me know if you have any ideas or anything that you're thinking here. Thursday Night Football, Cardinals Rams. These Cardinals are surprising the living crap out of me. They're 4-0. There's only two other undefeated teams, with the Texans and the Falcons. I thought they were going to be 0-4. I thought they were going to be terrible, but their defense is doing great, and their offense is doing just enough to win these games. And they're actually surprising me.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little bit nervous. What's going on with them?
I don't know. Kevin Cobb is a terrible quarterback, but he's been showing something to me this week or this season. But their defense just is stepping up big time. It's really putting the offense in good positions to score and take care of these wins.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. They're going at the Rams, and I actually think this is going to be the upset pick, one of my upset picks of the week.
Really?
I think the Rams at 2-2 are going to beat the Cardinals
mm-hmm.
on Thursday
How's
night.
How's Stevie J doing?
CBJ's, and I told
is he
my
injured?
Sister this too, who knows him personally. I think he's not injured. He's healthy. But he's always been nicked up throughout his career.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but I think this is going to be the end of the road for him after this season, meaning I think he's going to get cut, you know, and he'll play again on another team the next couple of years.
He's a little, well, it might be around this.
Yeah. He's
age.
Around that 30 yeah. year yeah. age. Yeah. Where he's going to go. So I think he's 29 right now. So, I think he's going to be cut after this year, because his contract's too big and he's really not living
performing.
Up to his contract.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but I think the Rams are going to pull it out. I think Steven Jackson's going to be excited with this national stage and actually put on a pretty good game, and the Rams will pull it out. So that's my upset. That's one of my upset picks of the week there. Dolphins, Bengals. Great job, Dolphins, trying to knock off the Cardinals last week, but you're going to lose again this week. Sorry. Bengals are going to take you down. Bengals are going to take you down there. Packers, Colts. As much as I like Andrew Luck and seeing how he's doing so far this year, you're just not going to keep up with the Packers, especially since they're only 2-2, and I just don't see them going 2-3.
I mean,
do you ever see them going under 500 with five games into the season?
I mean, I'm surprised at the two games that they've lost so far, and I feel like they're coming back, and they're back with the vengeance, and, I mean, Rodgers has got something to prove.
Yes, he does. The discount double check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving on to the Ravens and Chiefs. From the previous conversations, I'm pretty sure you understand where my head's at there. And with the Ravens being pretty darn good themselves, I think they're going to smoke my Chiefs. And if history tells me what
where are they playing?
It's in Kansas City. And
okay,
here's what happens. And this is what happened with the Saints earlier this year, is we get up and all of a sudden decide to play out of our minds against the teams we should be crushed by. And we should have been crushed by the Saints. We all of a sudden beat the Saints. We should have been crushed by the undefeated Packers last year, and we beat the Packers.
Yeah.
What's with Kyle Orton, his first ever start.
Yeah.
And now we should be crushed by the Ravens, and I'm pretty much guaranteeing we will be crushed by them. But I can, on that sliver of hope, I can just see something clicking in everyone's minds, and it's going on all cylinders on
Sunday. And everybody, all the announcers and people say that Arrowhead is like the worst place to play, meaning
the hardest place to play.
Yeah. And
it's a college atmosphere in a professional stadium.
Yeah, and yeah. The Seattle's the same way.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
No. Yeah. So
something to think about.
I'm picking Ravens, but again, they always surprise me in a weird way with wins like that. Browns and Giants. Giants are going to come back. They're at home. They're going to beat the Browns, so that's no big deal. Eagles and Steelers. That'll be actually a really good game. Steelers coming off a bye. Eagles coming off a big win. I believe it was Sunday night against the Giants last week. I think the Steelers are going to come back and put it to them. So I think the Steelers are going to win, but that should be a good game.
You know what's funny is you're saying all these, keep going down quickly like you are. But when you said, for example, you know, Cardinals, Rams, I'm thinking Rams. You say Dolphins, Bengals, I'm thinking who cares? Packers, Colts, Packers, Ravens, Chiefs. Obviously, personally, I hope the Chiefs kill them. So it's funny, we have different things going through our head. You said Browns and Giants. Again, who cares?
But Giants will win. I gotta make my pick.
I hear you. I'm just saying, the way I think about it, it's like, whatever. I don't care about the game.
For those who want to hear the picks, I'll go quicker. I apologize.
I'm just saying, you're doing the picks and the analysis, and it's funny because I don't care about things that aren't important
they don't
to
care.
Me.
All right, well, then I'll go quicker, especially for those stupid ones like Browns and Giants. Oh, and by the way, last week, a little kudos, a little pat on my own back. I went 12-4.
Nice.
Yeah, I think you should. I think I'm 41-23 on the year. So I'm feeling good on my record status there.
Nice.
As far as my picks go. Falcons, Redskins. Falcons squeaked out another one last week, and they're playing at the Redskins, but they're just too good. They're gonna beat the Redskins there, even though RG3 is still doing pretty solid. Panthers and Seahawks, it's at the Panthers. Crushing loss last week. Could see them coming back, but I could also see them regressing, just being defeated, and Seahawks come in and just kind of put it on them. So I'll go Seahawks on that one. I got Bears over Jags. Then Vikings over Titans. Surprisingly, the Vikings are 3-1. I thought they were going to be at 1-3, you know, 0-4 type team around this time. But they're actually doing pretty well. They beat your 49ers, which is the biggest shock of the year. I think it was just a fluke because ultimately the Niners are obviously a better team.
Why? But I know you're trying to bring me into the conversation, but why you have to call me out?
I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying I'm talking about the Vikings.
A little deeper.
No, I'm talking about the Vikings and how they're doing pretty well this year, and how
and
I think they're going to be
surprised that they beat your Niners. I'm watching you.
Hey,
Carter.
Hey, thick skin. Bring it.
Okay.
So I've got Vikings over Titans. Patriots-Broncos, an old rival renewed. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in a different realm, if you will. So that's
where is
gonna
it
be,
at?
It's going to be in Foxborough. Yeah, it's going to be in the Patriots, at the Patriots. That'll be fun to watch. I'm rooting, obviously, for the Patriots because I don't want the Broncos to win. They're in my division, but that should be a really good game.
To be honest, we've been busy. I know Kyle's mentioned other podcasts we just moved and a bunch of other things have been happening, and I haven't been watching as much football as I'd like to. How's Peyton doing?
He actually has been kind of up and down, but he's righted the ship. He did really well last week.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's coming back to his old self. I don't think he'll ever be 100% back to his old self, but he's better than 85% of the league.
Of course.
So
does he seem
really good.
Fragile?
No.
Or?
Well, he's just always been a good quarterback that knows where to step into the pocket to where not to be hit. So I'm not worried about him ever getting injured again. As far as like something serious.
Do you think people are a little sensitive with him or?
No. If you're on the opposing team and you got a shot, you're going for it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm just interested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bills and Niners. Niners, you guys should kill him. Bills are kind of up and down team this year, but they will turn the ball over many times, especially since it's in San Francisco. So I see the Niners winning that one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Saints and Chargers. Saints are 0-4. This is the most shocking record. I mean, this is even more shocking than the Cardinals being 4-0.
Say it again.
The Saints being 0-4, not winning a game with Drew Brees. But yes, they have this off-field turmoil and everything, but they were a playoff team. They were amazing last year. And to not have a win yet this season is just shocking.
I'm surprised to hear that record. The games have been close, right?
Usually all of them, yeah. Like the Chiefs were close.
Because anytime I've been tracking it, they've been ahead, I feel like.
At some point in time.
And then
they'd lose it. Yeah, their defense is terrible, but their offense is always going to be strong. And I actually think this is going to be their first win this season.
Oh, I was just going to say, are you going to say San Diego
Superchargers?
That was for Chuck.
Yes. Chucky, what's up, buddy?
Chucky Jubies.
San Diego Superchargers will be going down, which is great because they're in my division again in AFC West. I think the Saints are going to take them down and get their first win, which would be really nice. And then the Texans and the Jets on Monday night. Jets are just reeling. They are at home, so they could have an up game because it's on the national stage and everything. And there's been rumblings of Tebow taking the starting spot.
I was just going to say.
So you never know what can happen. If Sanchez, he comes in, he's been screwing it up. So if Tebow comes in and somehow does something crazy, that would be fun. That'd be fun to watch. So that'd be I'm going to pick Texans here because they're just doing great this year, but they're 4-0. But I wouldn't be surprised if something crazy happened, especially if Tebow ends up playing
and
the majority of the game.
I mean, you can't feel too bad for Mark Sanchez. He's dating Eva Longoria.
So yeah, exactly. So whatever.
You got to throw Tebow a bone.
Thank you. Speaking of Tebow and actually being a recent, well, especially last year, being a big time crush on the field as far as fantasy football goes, we're in our fantasy football crushes and flushes segment.
Nice segue there.
Yeah, you know, you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I try. I'm getting better. I'm going to give you three of each, who I'm crushing on, who you should just flush down the toilet as far as the week goes. You know, they might not be able, you know, don't bench them or anything like that, but some people I was just disappointed in. Let's start with the flushes. Julio Jones. I thought this guy was going to be last year's Calvin Johnson this year. He came up short, only got 3 points this week.
Wow.
Yeah, just did not do it well. So I expect better from you, Julio. I think you were on one of my flushes earlier this year. You might have been on a crush list too, but step your game up. I know you're better than this.
Let's get some consistency.
Yeah, come on. If you want to be a superstar, bring the consistency. Darren McFadden, running back for the Oakland Raiders. That guy's supposed to be great. And everybody's, you know, thing and excuse in the past of him not being great was him not being able to be healthy all the time. Well, this year he's been healthy. He's been healthy the entire, you know, the first 4 weeks, and yet he came up with, I think, 3 or 4 points this week and just couldn't get in a rhythm. So I'm, you know, Darren McFadden, step your game up. I know we're going to be starting every week in people's leagues, but man, you're pissing some people off.
Whenever people are crushing on somebody really hard and they're not performing, that to me, I can't get behind them. It's like, what's that magic, you know, that they've got these other folks under?
Well, yeah.
And the healthy thing, I'm sorry, I'm not about excuses. Figure it out.
Yeah, step up, Darren McFadden.
You're getting paid big bucks.
And you're an Oakland Raider, so you really have no excuses, especially in my book.
Yeah, that's
And then, oh my gosh, Tony Romo. Thank goodness you're my backup quarterback because he threw 5 interceptions this week. Just tanked on Monday Night Football. Bears beat him on Monday night. And actually, it's a great little segue to one of my crushes. But Tony Romo, step your game up. Come on. You got a bye week this week. Figure it out. Come back and put a game together because I need you in week 6 because that's when Drew Brees is on a bye. So.
And back to your team name for that league. Wake me up
before you Romo.
So wake up.
Come on. Wake up, Tony. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Wake up, Tony. But in that same game, that leads me to one of my crushes is Brandon Marshall. The Cowboys secondary this year has been stopping everybody. And I figured I have to start Brandon Marshall, even though I know he's not going to do that well. But he decided to go off, get 138 yards on about like 7 catches, scored a touchdown, really did me a solid in 2 of my leagues. So Brandon Marshall, thank you. I'm crushing on you this week. Brian Hartline. Yeah, exactly. Brian.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Who? Huh? Brian Hartline, Miami Dolphins wide receiver, out of nowhere, gets 12 catches for 253 yards receiving and a touchdown.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, 80 of them came in a garbage time deep pass, you know, broken play deep pass. But still, that's he had before that, he had, you know, 170.
Does that mean anybody even plays him?
No, and that's the thing is, I bet you
he's on less the watch than one, list.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. I bet he was less than 0.5% of any league in the entire nation who plays fantasy football even played him this week.
Just his mom, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Just his mom. So he's going to be the waiver wire pickup of the week. I don't know if he'll. I guarantee you, he won't do that performance ever again. But he might be solid going forward. I wouldn't trust him, but man, I'm crushing on you because you did a darn good job when you were supposed to be just, you know, maybe a 5-catch, 80-yard type of guy at best. So nice shot, Brian. And our last is 49ers defense. We alluded to it earlier. They got, I think, 31 and 33 points in two legs.
Like
two
you say,
just big time.
They did work, son.
They did work, son. Yes. So 49ers defense stepping up, looking like they did last year. So I'm crushing on you right there. And, of course, you know, speaking of crushes, we got our amazing, awesome, hold on, we got a segment that so many people know and love, and this is what you wait all these minutes to hear. It's called
The Man Crush of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Man, I love my music selections for this segment. So who are you? Who's your man crush of the week?
Well, I already said it in our tee up earlier. Giving a shout out and some love to Blazers, our man Bill Shonley.
The voice of the Blazers, baby.
Yeah, the like voice it. Of reason picks the voice of the Blazers.
I like it.
Yeah, so I had to give my nod to the voice. And yeah, headed well deserved, earned,
yes,
and recognition, being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yes. So,
completely agree with you on that one.
Huge,
good call,
huge shout out.
Nice shout, Sean's Rip City, buddy. Now my man crush of the week goes back to kind of like what we were talking about earlier at the Oregon State Beavers, and a guy who I still don't think has everything put together just yet, but man, Sean Mannion, the quarterback for the Beavers, really put it together this week and showed me something, especially with his comeback win. You know, we were up high in the first half. They came ahead in the second half a couple different times, but he fought back and he drove the team down the football field to win on the road in a hostile environment. So, yeah. Sean Mannion, you're my man crush of the week. Nice shot, buddy. Let's keep it going. Huh? You want to be a 2-time, 3-time man crush of the week recipient? Step your game up. Let's keep it going. So I guess that concludes the, episode number 7, the next episode.
Nice.
And it's been fun. I appreciate you giving me a whole episode's worth of Voice of Reason.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guest speaker, if you will.
Oh, you will be back.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
I
yes,
will.
You will.
Yeah.
I mean, the people, they love you. Don't you, people? Anyway, well, thank you for coming out. This has been fun. Thanks for listening, everybody. I know it was a long one, but you only get the goods when you stay this long. So until next week, go Beavs, go Chiefs, go Niners, and
you're welcome.